Touch me, feel free, podcast.
And you know this, man.
Man. Look at the sky. Oh, the stars, man. The stars are beautiful tonight. Look at
the superstar.
What up? This is TechMan23 here, getting it cracking with another podcast. I just want to apologize for all the swearing in the first podcast. I'm going to try to keep that down to a minimum. And we're just going to keep it moving right along in this one. This podcast is sponsored by me, because let's face it, nobody's paying me to do this stuff yet. And on that note, I'm just going to give some shout-outs to Zuko's Family Restaurant, Rockfall Studios, a couple of people that are putting out mixtapes, mass mixtapes. Buddy Blunts has a mixtape out right now. Jump on Dat Piff. You can download that. What else? Oh, and Anthony's Auto Electronics. All good businesses. All good people. All right. We're going to start out with some tech talk. The Xbox 720. A lot of people are asking me questions about the Xbox 720. The Xbox 720 is... I mean, it's a lot of rumor right now, but it's rumored to be an always-on console, which means it's going to have to always be connected to the internet. I don't know about you, but that sounds like an absolutely terrible idea to me, especially since Microsoft charges for their online gaming. So basically, they're telling you you're going to have to buy a console, you're going to have an internet connection, and then you're going to have to pay them in order to be able to use it too. So yeah, we'll see how that works out, Xbox. Gaming. I've been playing some new games. I've been playing the NBA 2K13, which is sick. I'm hooked on the My Career mode. I can't stop playing it. The new Tomb Raider, I've been playing that. And the reason why I'm talking about games is free-to-play. A lot of people think free-to-play is like these Facebook-y type, real corny, you know, app store, cheesy games. They don't realize, like, if you have a computer, there's some really sick free-to-play games out there that are just as good as any high-quality console games that are out or pay-to-play games that are out. A perfect example is the one I'm playing right now, Hawken. It's you can get it at Hawken.com, Hawken.com. It's like a Mech Warrior / Call of Duty type game. It's pretty sick though. You tear people up. That's online multiplayer, but it is free. And basically, anything that you can get by paying, you can get for free. So it's a real level playing field type game. A lot of fun and free. So the death of TV is coming. I don't know if people have noticed the trends, but basically, like, scheduled television and watching fucking 20 minutes of commercials for 5 minutes of TV, that shit's coming to an end. People just can't put up with it anymore. I mean, I don't know about you, but I haven't paid for TV in, let's say, four years. I haven't paid for cable TV because I watch everything online, and everything that I watch online is on demand without commercials. If anything, you watch a quick commercial before you watch whatever you're watching, but you're not interrupted throughout your viewing experience. It's like, it's the future. It's much better. Nobody wants to watch commercials. And basically, the only time I watch TV now is for sporting events, and I just can't stand it. Like, oh, the commercials just kill me. Every time one pops on, I just want to fucking choke somebody. And then all these commercials are like, have you or somebody you know take Lipitor for fucking allergies so they weren't sneezing? Did they die? Call this number. Like, yeah, I'm glad you fucking died so you didn't have the sniffles for 2 weeks. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, people. Snap the fuck out of it. Like, you guys are all guinea pigs for these bullshit fucking pharmaceutical companies and nobody even cares. It's ridiculous. Anyway, TV's done. Minecraft Minecraft, any of you guys play Minecraft? I play Minecraft. A good friend of mine put me onto Minecraft, and that, like, it seems like ages ago now in the scope of the Minecraft realm, but it's such a popular game now. It's everywhere. It's on your phone. It's on Xbox. It's on the PC. The PC version is by far the best. It's not even close, but it's just a cool, fun game. It's really addicting. It's called Minecraft, like, by most players, because it's so addicting, and it's just really, really cool. But the reason why I brought it up is I'm probably going to be throwing up another server soon. I used to run a multiplayer server, and I'm going to run a podcast multiplayer server for people that like Minecraft. So maybe by the next podcast, I'll put out some info on that server, and I'll let you guys know the IP and whatnot. But yeah, Minecraft is blowing up. Great game. Check it out. Just wanted to give Minecraft a little shout out. Alright. Twitter. I've been on my Twitter lately. I've had a Twitter for a while now, but just recently I've really kind of become more active on it. And Twitter is pretty cool. It's a really great way to kind of try to get in touch with, like, people that you're interested in. Like, not just, like, mega movie stars and stuff, but just anybody that interests you. You have a more likelihood of getting in contact with them, or just trying to maybe get a message through to them. And who the hell knows if they actually read the shit or not. But, I mean, obviously, if they contact you back, there's a good chance they did, or just whatever. And then, or if you're a person who's trying to put a word out or get people to contact you, Twitter's a great, you know, place to use, or great tool, I guess you would say. But what it brings me to is hashtags. A lot of people have been asking me about hashtags lately. And they see them on Facebook, and they don't really understand them. I don't think they serve any purpose on Facebook. The reason why you see them on Facebook is either because people are writing them in their Instagram posts when they're posting pictures on Instagram, or they have an app that posts to their Twitter and their Facebook simultaneously. So, like, Twitter uses hashtags. So if they have an app that does that, then you're seeing their hashtags on their Facebook too. But what the hashtags do is allow people to search for posts and stuff and pictures based on common things. Like, you can use hashtags to categorize your posts and pictures in, along with other people's posts and pictures. Like, a lot of, like, TV shows and stuff like that are using it to, so you can communicate with the stars of the show while you're watching the show. So you use the hashtag of that particular show or whatever. I think Tosh.0 does that when his shows are airing. He twitters live during the show with people, and a lot of people are using it now. But the hashtag is a way of connecting your tweets with other tweets using the same hashtag. Or likewise on Instagram, if you're posting pictures and you want other people to see your pictures based on certain criteria, you hashtag that, and then you'll pop up when other people's when you search that hashtag. Other than that, though, there's no use. So if you see people just using it just randomly, all willy nilly, they're probably just idiots, just fucking trying to be funny or clever. They just have no idea what it's for, so they just started to do it. But yeah. Move on to sports talk.
Talking sports.
The NBA playoffs is coming up. The NBA playoffs just started. It's the first round still. Shit drags on for like fucking 3 months, so really there's not much to talk about yet. But I just want to talk about, like, teams resting players heading into the playoffs and stuff. Dude, it's fucking annoying. Like, this is what you guys get paid to do, and then you turn around and find excuses and reasons why you might get hurt or this or that. It's like you're getting paid millions of fucking dollars to play a game. Get the fuck out there and play. Like, I just cannot stand when these multi-million dollar athletes are sitting on their tails and their tailored suits watching because the playoffs are right around the corner and they already got home field locked up. You know what I mean? I saw a stat the other day. Michael Jordan, in his final three championship years, didn't miss one regular season game. And in one of those seasons, they set the record for the most regular season wins, 72. And I'm sure all three of those years, towards the end, they had the home court, everything locked up. Like, there was no need for him to still be playing. And he never missed a game. I'm sure he didn't even miss a practice. And he probably would have slapped somebody if they got out of line. And that's the kind of people that they just don't make them like that anymore. And, like, it brought me, I think last podcast I was talking about how you can't really use sports anymore as a way for your kids as role models, because I don't want my kid looking up to some freaking guy who takes days off because, you made enough money? So you made enough money for the next 2 weeks, so you're not going to work the next 2 weeks? Like, no, motherfucker. Get your ass in there. Bust your ass. You know what I mean? It's nonstop. Nose to the grindstone. Like, it just doesn't matter. It never stops. And that's, you got to have that mentality. And to look at these LeBron Jameses and Dwayne Wades, fucking, it's pathetic. It really is. Running. I'm just starting to become a runner. My wife is a pretty hardcore runner. And of course, with the recent stuff that happened at the marathon, running's in the national spotlight a little bit more. But this Saturday I'm doing the Lennox Loop. I think it benefits the high school or something. It's April 27th at 10 a.m. A portion of the proceeds will go to the Walker Fund. I'm going to do this run, which is a 5K, to get prepared, because me and my wife are signed up to do the Warrior Dash. I don't know if you've heard or seen any of these, like the Warrior Dash. What's the other one? Tough Mudder. There's a lot of them. They're all basically the same thing. They're like these hardcore obstacle courses with a 5K built into them. And basically, they're just for badasses to just go strut your stuff. And I'm really excited about it. I'm fired up. I'm looking forward to it. And I love, you know, challenging myself, having fun, getting out there, getting dirty. So it should be a blast. I think a lot more people need to do stuff, just anything. Like, get out of your comfort zone, plan something, go do something, get off your ass and get out and about. Because, like, this world of computers and smartphones and sitting around staring at stuff, like, people gotta really, really get up and move. Like, it's not just the food that we're eating that's causing this obesity problem. It's a fucking sitting on our ass issue that's causing this obesity problem, you know? And there's a lot more involved in it, but that's a big thing. And then that brings me to multivitamins. I take a multivitamin. I just got my wife to start taking a multivitamin. And especially, like, if you're a runner or if you're somebody who's doing something above and beyond what you normally do on an everyday basis, I would suggest, like, taking a multivitamin, because you need to put something extra back into your body if you're taking something extra out of it. And then just in general, it's good to take a multivitamin these days, because let's face it, 90% of the shit we're eating doesn't have barely anything in it, and it's all fillers, and then, like, we're not getting what we should be getting from the food we're eating, so it can't hurt anybody to take a multivitamin, get those extra vitamins and minerals in your system that are really going to go that extra mile. You know, you'll feel better, you'll feel a little bit more energized, maybe, you know, you don't get sick as easy, who the hell knows, but just even the placebo effect of waking up every morning and taking something and then you telling yourself that that's going to do you better, just placebo effect wise on a daily basis, that's going to make you feel better each morning, just knowing that you're making that little extra effort to go towards yourself, you know, bettering yourself. So go ahead, go pick up your little Centrums or whatever. I think I'd take those Centrums and whatever, get your multivitamin on, seriously, it'll help. And they're cheap. It's like fucking $10 a month. You spend $10 on a lot worse shit in a month than fucking multivitamins, alright? So go get some multivitamins, people. Multivitamins leads me into random shit.
Random shit.
Alright, right off the bat, it's test season for a lot of college kids, and especially regular high school kids and school kids. You know, those end of year tests are coming around real soon. And I just want to share something I learned back in the day about testing, and that's if you're bad at taking tests, it's probably because you don't know the shit. And that's the truth. Like, tests are not there to teach you. Tests are there for you to demonstrate what you do or don't know. So if you're a bad test taker, it's because you don't know the shit. So study hard, learn your shit, and you'll get good at taking tests. Yeah, that's my test rant. T-shirts. What the fuck happened to good T-shirts? Like, T-shirts suck these days. How come the best T-shirts I find are at, like, Five Below? You know what I mean? Like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, if a T-shirt doesn't have some gay saying on it or some cartoon character, they just don't make them anymore, you know? And it's like, whatever happened to just a good old nice T-shirt? I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting too old and just grew out of T-shirts. It's collar time. I don't know. But, yeah, the T-shirt game is just fucked up out there. Got to step the T-shirt game back up. Spring. Spring is upon us. I'm amped up, man. I love spring. It's renewal time. It's time to freshen up. Get some shit out of your house, you know. Spring cleaning time. You know what I mean? Like, clean your fucking house out. All that shit you keep mushing back into the corner and fucking pushing back and not fucking... You're like, you know, maybe I'll use this. Nope, you're not gonna. Next year, you're gonna bump right back into it, and then you're gonna convince yourself you're probably gonna fucking use it again. Put that shit on the side of the road. Put a fucking free sign on it and give it to somebody who can use it. You got a bunch of shit piling up. Get rid of it. You don't need it. Somebody can use that shit. Like, by the time you fucking turn around and think you're going to use it, the thing's going to be 30 years old and fucking useless. So whatever the hell it is, fucking put it on the side of the road, bring it to the Goodwill, clean your shit out. You'll feel better. You'll have more fucking room to move, fucking maneuver, you know, clean the house out, get rid of some shit, make some room for some new shit, you know, get rid of some clutter. It's a good feeling. Maybe you'll even find something that you do want to keep that you fucking actually did push back there fucking, you know, 3 summers ago, and you just been totally forgot about it. Keep piling shit on top of it. So it's time to do some spring cleaning, but don't just fucking do that bullshit spring cleaning where you just keep cramming shit in the corner. Really go through your stuff, you know, decide what you really want to keep, what you need, what you don't need, what's worth keeping, what's not worth keeping, and, you know, make those tough decisions. Put some shit out on the side of the road for free. People need stuff, man. If you're just sitting on a bunch of crap, put it out there for some people, man. People need shit. Like, a lot of you don't realize how many other people don't have the shit that you have. Like, give people stuff, you know? Like, especially shit you're not using that it's just piling up. But that's my little spring cleaning rant. I just had to let you guys know, you know, like, clean your fucking houses up. It's spring. Like, if you don't do it now, you're not going to do it. And if you pile shit in the back corner, it's never going to leave that back corner. So don't do it. Give it to somebody. This was a little bit of a, you know, a shorter podcast. I wanted to just get this one out and over the way. I'm going to have some guests coming on. Possibly the next podcast. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm hoping on the next podcast I'll have a guest. But I just want to let you guys know they're always going to be around a half an hour long. Comments. I really want to start encouraging comments. You know, hit me up on whatever you can get at me at Twitter, Facebook, on my freaking email, whatever. However you can get at me. YouTube, on my YouTube channel. And watch my vids, you know, support the kid. I'm out here working, you know. Like, there ain't a lot of people doing shit. Everybody's sitting on their keister. I'm just trying to do my thing, so support the kid. And I want to give a shout-out to Medical Marijuana for coming up strong in the game right now. Medical Marijuana is the stepping stone to completely legal marijuana, so everybody get out there and support it, because they got to figure out how they're going to tax this shit and how they're going to fucking get it out to the public. And the only way to do it, like, in baby steps is medical marijuana. So support medical marijuana. We'll have legal marijuana in no time. What else? Questions. I want to ask you guys a couple questions quick. And then you can hit me up with your answers. And then on next podcast, if I got good answers, maybe I'll shout you out or I'll ask different questions. But we'll see where it goes from there. But first question, what's the number one thing that makes you just want to choke somebody? Like, my example would be when people are just horrendous drivers. Just bad, bad, bad drivers where they're fucking a danger to people. And that's my example. You can shoot, hit me with your stuff. I'll go on my little fucking rant about choking people on the next podcast. But hit me up in my Twitter or my YouTube channel or my Facebook. Let me know what you think about fucking what is the scenario that makes you want to choke people no matter what. Like, you literally have to hold yourself back from choking people when this happens. Let me know. Hit me up. Thank you for listening. Whoever didn't listen, fuck ya. It's your loss, bitches. Peace.